السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وانما حضره نستحنه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. نشهد أن لا إله إلا هو وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمداً عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, truly praises due to Allah alone, and we praise Him when we seek His help and we seek His forgiveness, and we, as we put our trust in Him, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evils of ourselves and our wrong actions. And whoever Allah guides, there is no one known to lead him astray, and whomsoever he leads astray, there is no one to guide him. And we bear witness that there is no deity but Allah, one without a partner, and we bear witness that Muhammad is his worshipper and his messenger, and blessings of Allah and peace be upon him and his family and his companions. Allah praise be to him, said in his clear book, يا أيها الذين آمنوا تقوا لله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس تقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها بث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. O people, O you who have attained to faith, fear Allah as He should be feared, and do not die save as Muslims. And O people who fear your Lord that created you from oneself and from it its mate, and from the twain spread out a multitude of men and women, fear Allah in your claim over one another and toward the wounds which you have come. Truly Allah is the watcher over all of you. Alhamdulillahi ja'ala yawm al-jum'ati. السيد العينم ونا عبد ونستعنه إلا إياه وهو الذي فرد الصلاة والصلاة الجماعة بالخالد الله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجماعة فصلوا ذكر الله وذر الغيب. Praise be to Allah who made this day of congregation to be the best of days. We do not worship and we do not seek aid other than from He who made the congregational worship obligatory for us as witness in the saying of the Most High, O you who have attained to faith, if you hear the call of Salah on the day of congregation, make haste to the remembrance of Allah and leave your training. The sincere believers are those who have believed and whose hearts find rest and remembrance of Allah, for truly in the remembrance of Allah, hearts find their rest. My dear brothers and sisters, today I want to speak a little about the bond between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His creation, which is the bond of love. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals to us in the Holy Quran, أَفَا مَنْ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ الْحَقُّ كَمَنْ هُوَ أَعْمَى إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَلَا يَنْقُضُونَ الْمِيثَاقَ وَالَّذِينَ يَسْأَلُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أن يصلى ويخشون ربهم ويخافون سوء الحساب. والذين صبروا تغلى وجه ربهم وأقاموا الصلاة وأنفقوا مما رزقناهم سرا وعلانية ويذرون بالحسنات سيئات أولئك لهم عقاب الدهر. John the Adonai Yadakun, and he goes on describing the gardens. And he says, it is one who knows that is what is sent down to you from your Lord is the truth. Like the one who is spiritually blind, surely only the people of understanding will remember, and those who fulfill the covenant with Allah do not break the vow, and those who join that which Allah has ordered to be joined and fear the Lord and are afraid of the evil of their account, and those who persevere in seeking the face of their Lord and establish their salah and spend out of that which we have provided secretly and openly, and who overcome evil with good, it is these who will have the final abode. And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, he says, وَلَا تَصْتُ حَسَنَاتُ وَلَسَيَّعَ إِدَافَ بِلَكِ هِيَ أَحْسَنُ فِي إِذَا الْحَبِي مَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ أَدَوَانْتُمْ كَنَاهُ وَلِيَرْمْ حَمِينَ. Good and evil deeds are not equal. Repel evil with that which is better. You will see the one with whom you had enmity will become, as it were, your dearest friend. There are many, many references. There are many, many references in the Quran such as the ones I've read. It raises always a question of what the purpose of human life is, especially at a time when human life seems to be very expendable and easily taken by other human beings. How human beings could exist for so many millenniums through so many events and learn very little of the sanctity of human life is very hard to grasp, or to define the sanctity of human life by a person's nationality or by their race or by their religion. So Allah tells us, you know, that the good deed and the evil deed aren't alike, and that you want us to repel the evil deed by the good deed, as I quoted to you. As you know, this is a favorite ayat that we use often in khutbah, and many people use. And it's important because today we're speaking about in the world in which you live, enmity between Muslims and non-Muslims, between Muslims and Muslims, between the fearful ages of people and the young people, between the government and the people and the citizenry. There's a lot of enmity in the world we live in today, and time and again Quran has tried to make clear that the bond that exists between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation in humankind is a bond of love and affection, of care and concern, and that's what it should be. And the highest form of devotion, of course, that we know is love. And to love God, to love His prophets, to love His representatives, to love one another for the sake of Allah, for the sake of truth, for the sake of peace, for the sake of compassion, for the sake of mercy. We who are Muslims should at least understand that you're not loving one another for the sake of some being sitting somewhere else. We're loving one another. We should love one another for the sake of these attributes, these qualities that are supposedly deeply embedded in us. And the highest form, therefore, of love in loving of Allah needs to be put into the context of our every minute of our life and every issue of our life. And it becomes such that that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that His creation becomes as if the beloved of the seeker in the Quran should be everyone and everything in this creation. In the Surah Baqarah, Allah says, there are those men who take images and substitutes for Allah and love them with the love that they should truly be showing for Allah. But in the faithful, the love of Allah is the strongest. It doesn't mean you don't love the creation of Allah. It means that you understand that what's created that you, that people love as if their idols is Allah, is the creation of Allah. So you love the creator of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Imran, he says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبْنَ لِلَّهِ فَتَبِعْنِي يُحِبَّكُمُ لِلَّهُ يَكْفِرَ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُرُ الرَّحِيمُ. Say, if you love Allah, then follow me, and Allah will love you and forgive you your sin. And Allah is ever forgiving and singularly compassionate. There's so many things that people love as substitutes for Allah. It would take, many khutbah to just listen, just to listen. But we can start with things that are the most familiar to our own life. Over and over and over, repeatedly and repeatedly in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that the emphasis is belief in Allah and love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O you who believe, should any of you desert his faith, Allah will then rise up a people loved by him and loving him. That's the criteria. Clearly said, Clearly said, and how many times is that quoted, from Surah Al-Hud, فَإِنْ تَوَالُوا فِي كَذَا أَبَلَغَتُكُمْ هَا أُسِرْتُ بِهِ أَلَيْكُمْ, Allah says, in Quran, and if you turn away, still I conveyed what I sent to you with succession, وَسْتَيَكُرْفُ رَبِّي كَمَنْ غَيْرَكُمْ وَلَا تَدُرْءٌ أَهُ شَعِعَ إِنَّ رَبِيَ لَكُلِ شَعِنْ حَفِيدٌ. To people other, and then give it to people other than you, you cannot harm him in any way. Surely he is dividing over all things. It's clear what the requirement is. This is the criteria. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the capability to feel and the capability to express human love in many ways. And we can practice from time to time that we put that which was put into our breast, into us, I should say, from the breast of our mother after birth, as mother's milk. Allah puts these characteristics, these qualities into us, and we need them like we need the milk of the mother to survive. And we walk through this world, and wherever you go in this world, you go to the deepest jungles, you can go to the biggest cities, you see people who care for each other, walking hand in hand. Literally, hand in hand with their friends, walking hand in hand with one another. It's the nature of the human being. And again, the Quran points out that the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is expressed through the love of his creature. He who desires to love Allah has necessarily to learn to love his creature, he tells us. Who for the love of Allah disperses his wealth, and who longing for it themselves bestows their food on the poor and the orphans and the captive, and says, we feed you for the sake of Allah, we seek from you neither recompense nor thanks. These are the people who are the most beloved by Allah. Very clear. Very clear. Even in the captive. So the truth has been expressed so impressively in Quran and so many times. And in the hadith of Prophet Muhammad, the consideration is implicit in all the forms of devotion and action suggested by the Quran and hadith. And it's implicit also on the emphasis that it lays on the very, very specific qualities and virtues that we have to develop. It's implicit in the distinction made between what is lawful and what is not lawful. And so incredibly powerful is this message. So important is the stress that's laid on the presence in human beings of let's say, the quality of rahmah, of mercy, or any other qualities. That the reference is, for example, to the rahmah occurs over 300 times in the Quran. And if we include other attributes in one form or another that are similar, such as providence and forgiveness and benevolence and justice and truth and peace and love and forbearance and patience, How many times would it appear in front? Almost in every ayah. So wherever we look, the basis for worship, the basis for success as a human being in our life, the basis for peace, the basis for happiness, according to Quran, according to Hadith, rests on the idea, on the truth, on the reality that the aim of human life, whether we are children or whether we are adults, whether we're young or old, is to reflect in one's own thoughts and reflect in one's own activities those attributes, those qualities of the Asma al-Husna. But if we have our own selfishness as our goal, we'll never be able to do that. And not only will that mean that we will not come nearer to Allah, as people want to say metaphorically, or more aware of that divine presence, as I'd rather say it, nor that we will ever be able to understand Allah and understand what is expected to us as human beings, but it means we'll not be able to serve anyone properly. And we will not be able to even receive service from others properly. Perhaps worse than anything, that we'll be following only our own desires and we become lost in our own self-centeredness, our own egos, to such a degree that we care very little for His creation or His creatures. We care very little to assist and serve in any other way. And you see this among people of religion. They only care for the hereafter. They only care for what the reward will be after life, but without living a life that will give you that reward. And whether they're evangelical Christians or Orthodox, extreme mentality of Muslims, or whatever, pick any religion, doesn't matter. People are totally misguided. And we know what Allah says about those people who are misguided. They can't be guided. And so the Holy Quran regards the emergence of the human being like a line, like drawing a line in the sand of creation, a line where the animal nature ceases and the higher life begins to disclose itself as within our own heart, that there is this transition from the animal to the potential of the human being, and from the potential of the human being to become a humane and tolerant and caring human being. And we all have to struggle with that animal nature, that nafsamara. And indeed, even as you become more aware and more sensitive to the divine presence, sometimes you have to struggle even more with it because you pick up, if you will, on others, on what's happening around you. Just like you have a microscope that sees viruses, or you have a telescope that sees events far into space, or you have a hearing aid that allows you to hear, you know, like a, I don't mean if you have hard of hearing, but you have a device that allows you to hear what others can't hear. And so then you have to deal with those things, because if you hear something but others don't hear, it causes an emotional response in you, and people will see the emotional response and say, where did that come from? Or why are you reacting to what you're seeing? You know, I don't see what you're seeing. Why are you getting so upset? I didn't see that. But you're seeing it. You're sensing it. And there are many forces in the world to try to keep everybody at the same low level. Just go to any political meeting now, any town meeting. You know, knowledge is it's very fascist. Nobody wants anybody to have any knowledge. They only want them to be angry. The quality that distinguishes us from human beings, as human beings from animals, and gives us a station, and gives us a scale of life that is great, is our humanity, our humaneness. And when we see human beings not with humaneness, that may be an oxymoron. When we look around today and we see man's inhumanity to man, or woman's inhumanity to man, or a woman's inhumanity to women, I mean, as the saying goes, then we understand how far human beings can fall. Humanity is designed to be nothing but a reflection of the divine qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not have to design human beings to show us animal behavior. So perfection, if there is such a thing, is to be reached by expressing in one's life more and more divine qualities. So selfishness, arrogance, ego, possessiveness, acquisitiveness, anger, rage, disassociation of human beings from their families as we see today, being overcome by desire, lack of control, lack of respect, lack of respect for parents or for the elderly, lack of respect for the people different from us, lack of respect for our friends and relatives, for the people we work for or work with. These are barriers to our happiness. These are not divine qualities. And they're created through the deepest unhappiness, the worst fitna they can possibly imagine. People do not trust others. We do not trust others. And in fact, what we do is we affirm the other, existence instead of embrace the other. We affirm the difference with the other. And that's why when the Quran refers to any special qualities in the human being, it always sets them in relationship to the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much so this is done that when it refers to the qualities of humanity and mankind, it applies the term the very breath of Allah. That is why we are the breath of Allah. So, our humanity is the breath of Allah. Our humanity, the breath that shaped us, the breath with which Allah breathed into our spirit, into us, giving us a hearing and sight and giving us concern. And wherever the Quran tries to raise before our minds the concept of a divine mercy, a divine compassion, it does so with the purpose of stimulating with us the very same quality, those very same qualities to come forward in us. The same purpose is underlined in repeated references to other attributes. Very frequently does it emphasize that there is no limit to the divine forgiveness, for example. We read the Quran just to see about forgiveness. Think how many times in the Quran or in Hadith we hear about forgiveness. It suggests that we as human beings should develop the same quality in our lives as unrestricted in our lives as it is unrestricted in the reality that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it doesn't seem to be predominant message that the people receive from the Quran. This does not seem to be the predominant message that are given by the ulama or by the imams in the Muslim community necessarily. There's a lot about hell, a lot about punishment. And yet they're missing the message of the Quran by using other messages in the Quran. This is the last message that should be given. This is the give all the good message and tell all the ways to be a good Muslim, a believer, a human being, a humane being, a kind being, a selfless being, a person who cares for the orphan and the sick and the needy, etc. Give that message first and then say, and if you're not, here's what you can look forward to. So far has Islam been perverted and distorted in Christianity and Judaism before it, that you see from these ayahs, from the ayah that I read at the beginning, as far as the laws of society are concerned, Quran does not call on us to love our enemies as they are enemies, but in the sense because we know that it's very hard to love the person who is actively our enemy, but the Quran tells us it's good for us and proper for us to forgive even our enemy. And because when one learns to forgive the enemy, then the mind empties itself of the hate and the ill will, and it becomes purified. And a purified mind, through forgiveness, is a kind of, forgiveness is becomes part of tazkiyah. It becomes a form of refinement, of purification. And then, even enemies become as if they were bosom brothers. Right? In the Quran, we're not asked to do anything unreasonable, not asked to do anything unreal, but rather to take the steps that make things seem unreasonable and to seem unreal, able to become reasonable and real. Very hard to find that anywhere else. It says in the Quran, moreover, good and evil are not to be treated alike. Turn away evil by what is better. And lo, he between you and yourself was an enemy shall be as a warm friend or a brother. But none attain to this but one who is steadfast in patience, and none attain to this except to the most highly favored degree. So whether we talk about people we live with or work with, or historically about groups of individuals or or people that we know about in the world today who are struggling with one another, Muslims and Christians and Jews, the Palestinians, the Israelis, the South Africans, the whites, the blacks, the Tibetans and the Chinese, it doesn't matter. It's very important that we believe from our Islamic point of view that forgiveness brings mercy, and mercy and forgiveness create a sense of humane brotherhood and sisterhood. And we have a responsibility to act in that way, to be merciful and to enjoin what is good and to forbid what is wrong. It doesn't necessarily protect us physically. We know that many good people perish, but it protects our soul. And to be merciful and to enjoin what is good and to forbid what is wrong is not just a good idea, it's an enjoinder, an injunction. And when we do that, and when we do it seriously without concern for our national identity or our race or our linguistic identification or our religion, our piece of land or our power or the political implications of it, when we do it with sincerity and seriously from whatever situation we're finding ourselves in, because Allah gives us these different situations and challenges us, we're asked, here's the situation, can you be forgiving, can you be patient, can you understand, can you be tolerant, can you give up your prejudice, can you not feel that you've been taken advantage of, can you be understanding, can you serve in the name of Allah, can you overcome mistrust? These are all tests. And they certainly make us clear about what our capabilities are. And if we're open, if we're receptive to the guidance and the teachings of Quran and Hadith, and if our guides and teachers in this world and in our spiritual realm are really dear to us and loved by us, then we can say, yes, I can. Yes, we can. Excuse me. Yes, we can. Everything, whether it is in the phenomenal world or the physical world or in the inner life, for the outer life, each one of us is invested with a very special quality, natural quality, peculiar to us. Each one of us is in that strange way, strange, peculiar, unique. We have a nature. The nature of fire is to burn, the nature of water is to produce coolness. So is the case with each type of human action. Each action has its uniqueness. It's what in Quran Allah calls recompense or justice. Deem they whose earnings are only evil, we will deal with them who work righteously so that their life and death shall be alive. So it is clear again that when religion invites one to do good, and when the parents invite the children to do good, and when the teachers invite the students to do well, and when the Prophet Muhammad invites us to do good, and when the Ahlul Bayt invite us to good, and whether you're a Shia or Sunni, a Shiuk invite us to do good, whether it is inviting a whole nation of people or invite a group of individuals, or just inviting ourselves, one individual to abstain from what is harmful and destructive, that invitation is an invitation eventually to happiness and to peace. He who does right, it is for himself, and he who does evil, it is for himself. Your Lord will not deal unfairly with his servants. And in a well-known tradition, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Allah said, O my servants, if all those who are already born or will be born, and if all human beings and all jinn should be as good and the most righteous among you, their behavior will not add a whit to my sovereignty over the whole world. O my people, in a like manner, if all those who have gone before and all those who have come after and all the human beings and all the jinn should turn, O my people, remember it is your own deeds over which, for your sake, I exercise control that I return to you. So whoever gets a pleasing requital for his actions, let him offer thanks to Allah, and whoever receives an unpleasant requital for his actions, let him blame himself and no one else. This is the power and the choice. So we should come to know that the root of this is love. The root of this is to be receptive and to be accepting and to be challenged. And when we find ourselves in conflict, But, or we see conflict around us like we see throughout the world today. We see it, whether we see it between parents and children or students and their teachers, or between the ill-informed and the informed, as we're seeing every day in the country today. We have to understand that as we struggle with these issues and we grow out of ignorance to knowledge, that is the potential of the human being. And we have to have faith in the potential of the human being to grow out of ignorance into knowledge. Sometimes it's very, very difficult to figure out how that's going to happen. But when we help people to open their ears and listen, we should feel confidence that something good in every human being will start to respond to what is true and what is good. And the leaders of the country, of our country and other countries, should be enjoined to choose good over evil. They should be told and reminded the teachings of their religion, of their deen. And they should be challenged on the basis of the values, of the ethics, and the morality of what they're doing, not the expediency and the politics of the power that come from them. Alhamdulillah. If we have to just struggle to remember that message, every one of us, then perhaps we will find a better way to live our life and to mean meaningful to us that we do this. Allahumma bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma sana fi nafsi khayra nafirin. Wafta fi nafsi khayra fatihin. Wafir lana fi nafsi khayra ghafirin. Warhamna fi nafsi khayra rahimin. Warzuqna fi nafsi khayra razikin. Wahdina wa najina min al-qawmi al-ghalimin. وهب لنا الريحان تيابة كما هي في علمك وانشرنا لدينا من خزائنه ورحمتك واحملنا بها حمل الكرامات والسلامات والعافيات في الدنيا والدنيا والآخرة إنك على كل شيء قدير. O Allah, succor us, for you are the best to aid us, and open us, and you are the best at opening, and forgive us, for you are the best at forgiving, and have mercy on us, for you are the merciful, and provide us, for you are the best of providers. And guide us and deliver us from the hands of the oppressors, and grant us a fair wind in accordance with your knowledge, and waft it upon us from the treasury of your mercy. Transport us bonded by the conveyance of your generosity with peace and well-being in our spiritual life, in our worldly life, and in the final life. Truly you have power over all things. Allahumma yasilana umrana mahrati li kulubana bi ahbadina wa salamati bi afiyati fi dunyana wa dinina wa nasalaku imanan daiman wa nasalaku kalban kashiyan ونسألك علما نافيا ونسألك لنا قائما ونسألك العافية من كل بلايا ونسألك تاما العافية ونسألك دام العافية ونسألك شكرا على العافية إنك خليق كبير. O Allah, make the order easy for us with the serenity of our hearts and bodies and peace and well-being in our worldly lives and spiritual lives, and we beseech you for faith that is everlasting, and we beseech you for a submissive heart, and we beseech you for knowledge that is beneficial, and we beseech you for a certainty that is genuine, and we beseech you for a religion that is straight, and we beseech you for well-being, free from every affliction, and ask you for complete well-being, and we beseech you for continual being, and we beseech you for thankfulness for that well-being. Allahumma wasfi wujuhana bi nuri sifatik, wa azaka mubashirna yawmi kiyamati baina aliyaka wa ja'al yadaka mabsutatun alayna wa al-ahsana wa ma'amana bi rahmatika wa kunna sahiban fi safarina karafatin bi ahmana wa atmisala wujhi adana wa nsakhum ala maka'anatihim ifala yasta'ana al-mudiya wa la majiru alayna wa nimala mujib wa nimala mujib wa nimala mujib. O Allah, make our faces to shine with the light of your attributes, and make us laugh and rejoice on the resurrection day among your friends, and make your hand to be spread upon us, our families, our children, and those who are with us by your mercy. Be our companion in our travels, and our guardian in our family, and efface the faces of our enemies, and freeze them in their places so that they are unable to go or come against us. O most gracious responder. O Allah, there are among us those who are not well, there are those who are traveling who are away, who have some illness, there are those who are traveling who seek your protection, and there are those who were once with us who are now with you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask you to protect them and to give them all your blessings and their souls uplifted, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And keep us free from the diseases that will disable us from serving you. Amen. Inshallah, by the next time we have a khutbah, it will be probably the night of the first, the day of the first Tarawiyah, and we should all take this weekend and whatever we're doing, prepare ourselves for Ramadan, and to join the billion or more people who will be fasting or celebrating Ramadan in one way or another, and remember that we have great responsibilities at a time in terms of what we think and what we say and how we act. And when we fail, we have the responsibility to seek Allah's forgiveness and move forward. So I encourage you all to take out your materials, look at the past Ramadan retreat materials, and prepare yourself for Ramadan, and we will, inshallah, be having the last weekend a retreat among ourselves. I'll be talking to Sheikh Nuruddin tonight about that, whether he'll be coming at all or not, but inshallah. But we will be turning inward, and we'll be inviting some other people to join us. So keep that in mind. Make yourselves available to Allah and to the community. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa namadahu wa nasta'inu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'minu bi ta'awudna tawakkalu alayhi wa nashhadu an la ilaha illahu wahdahu la sharika lahu wa nashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa ali ala jami' al-anbiya wa mursalin wa al-malakati wa mukarrabin wa ali Allah. صالحين ومجاهدين في الدين برحمتك الرحمن الرحيم قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه المبين إن الله ملكاته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلى الله عليه وسلم تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد اللهم وارد وسائرنا كل أخي الراشدين أبي بكرين وصديقي ومار وفاروقي وعثمان بن نوريان وعلى سيدنا والإمام علي كرم لله وجهه ورد اللهم أنا سيدنا الحسن وله سيدنا الحسين وأمهما سيادتي فاطمة والزهرة وأهلي وبيت الكرام وأن أجر نبياتك وتحريراتي وأمهات المؤمنين ونسحبة صالحين وتابعين وتابعين وإبادي المخلصين بإسلامين وإمامين وإخسانين يوم الدين إبدالوا إن الله يمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء القربى والنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون ولذكر الله أكبر أقم الصلاة